Oh, this one's amusing me massively. Yeah. So I've been hanging to tell you, actually. So one of our young workmates, Georgia, obviously you know Bilko, the Zinc family.
Yep.
She's for the Zinc family. She's early 20s. She's been dating a guy for just over a month.
Is she cool with you talking about this?
Yes. Yeah. She's loving his work. His name's Maddie.
Right.
He's a ripper. He's 26. I've met him once. He came to volleyball to watch. Love him. So anyway, he's just a dude. So a couple of nights ago, George was telling me that Maddie asked her the age-old question, the toilet question, do you scrunch or fold? And so she's gone, I think I mix it up a bit.
This sounds like a dating
No, not at all. So
why would you ask that question, though?
Oh, because it's just a standard question. I'll tell you. So she's like, oh, yeah, I think I mix it up a bit. I don't know. It depends on the mood. So then he asks her, do you sit or stand?
Oh.
Right. And she's like, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, when you wipe your bum, do you sit or do you stand?
How long have these people been dating?
Probably a month and a half. Anyway.
Jeez, he's getting intimate.
Yeah, but think of the question. Do you sit or stand when you wipe your bum? And she's like, what? So, well, I'll ask you, Bilks. I mean, because you're looking a little bit. I mean, do you sit or stand?
I'm not going to answer this question.
Answer the question.
I'm not going to answer it.
Answer it. When you wipe your backside, do you sit or stand?
I stand.
Are you joking?
I stand.
This is fantastic. I did not anticipate you were going to say you stand.
What does Georgia do?
So I'll tell you why, right?
So I want to know what Georgia does.
She sits. Okay.
Does Matt sit?
No, he stands.
G'day, Maddie.
Anyway, so that was the whole thing. She's like, well, what do you mean? She sits. And he goes, well, I stand. But he only discovered that 99.99999, well, now less because you apparently stand. We're going to explore this massively. But anyway, he only just discovered that most people sit to wipe their bum. So what happened was, he was at work, I think it came out end last year, and the boss was blowing up about all the toilet seats getting broken.
Yeah, okay.
So the discussion started and, you know, Matt's like, what's doing? Why are all these toilet seats getting broken? And one of the boys said to him, oh, it's because when everyone leans. And he goes, well, why is everyone leaning on the toilet? And the guy goes, when you wipe your bum.
He must be talking about tradie toilets, those plasticky sort of things.
Yeah, but Matt's like, what do you mean when you lean? Don't you stand? So it just like opened this whole can of worms.
Oh, my God.
They're all just going, what are you on? Who stands to wipe their bum? I love so
well,
much.
Well, me and Matt do, obviously.
Yeah. So it's taken him until he's 26 years old to figure out that he's, well, now and you too. I can't believe you've just said that.
Yeah, well, you forced it out of me three bloody times, you asked me.
Yeah, so what happened was when he was a kid, his mum used to get him to bend over, touch his toes and she'd wipe his bum
to do
a good job. And I said, yeah, well, that's pretty normal. And then one night apparently his uncle was looking after him and he said, mate, nah, you're on your own. So from that day on, he just wiped his own bum. But, of course, he just thought standing to wipe your bum was the way to go.
At 26 and he's
so
been doing
he'd
that
been
since
doing
it's
it that whole time. And I think he'd only found one other person that stood to wipe their bum, sort of when he found out the end of last year, because he's been asking everyone. He's just feeling like an absolute weirdo.
Well, I'm just amazed that
this is unbelievable.
No, it's not unbelievable. Just,
yes, it is.
It's like a little habit about the scrunching and folding. Some people prefer a bunch of stuff in their hand rather than just a slight little, you know, piece of paper
between your
fingers.
That's a separate issue. Yeah. I just can't believe that you stand. Why do you stand to wipe your backside, and have you been doing that forever?
Because I hate sitting on the toilet seat. I don't know who's been there before me. I just have this germophobia about sitting on a toilet seat.
Now this is a whole different thing. So are you saying you hover the whole time?
Exactly.
You do not. You go in the toilet for half an hour sometimes. You don't have quads of steel.
No, I don't hover that whole time, but I might
Yeah, so you sit on the toilet, but you stand to wipe.
Yes, but I hover
Why
when
do
I
you stand
deposit
to wipe?
As well. Again, it's something I've always
do
done.
Do you just think you do a better job of it?
I think I do. Maybe it's better spread or something. Maybe it's better access. I don't know.
I can't believe you stand. I actually can. You are a weird unit, my friend. I love it. You're unique. Anyway, I thought you were going to have your mind blown because someone stands to wipe their bum. No, you're on his team.
I'm with you, Matt.
You're standing with him.
Brothers I'm standing in arms. With Matt, yes.
Brothers in stretched out arms. Oh, far out. Well, I was going to put this out to the Zinc family.
What,
do you stand to wipe your backside? But apparently it's more common than what I think. How about we ask, what do you do differently to everyone else?
Clem?
I'll probably wake up different to anyone else.
Yeah? How do you wake up?
Oh, well, I get this little puppy dog here, my new little puppy dog, and I've got no excuse for waking up early because he goes and he grabs me beard and he tugs on me beard and he won't let go until I get out of bed.
He's a bit of a tugger.
What sort of dog is he?
He's only a little one. That's the thing.
Little shih tzu, is he?
Don't you swear at me, mate.
What's his name?
He's got many names, I'll call him. None that I can mention on air at
Come
the moment.
Come on, give it a go.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. Oh. Yeah, because he's got too many names.
Well, what's his official name?
Goodness me.
Industrial. He hasn't got one. You're thinking of this, aren't you?
No, I only just got him.
Okay.
So he's working into a name.
Rufus. Rusty.
Well, you need to call him Tugsy.
Oh, I was going to call him Zinkus.
Zinkus.
We'll pay that.
Oh, I love that.
In honour of us, we'll send you a tat.
Zinkus, or otherwise the dragon, because he's tugging on your beard every morning, the bearded dragon. I like Zinkus.
Yeah, we won't say any more on that. What about you, Dave? What's going on?
I'm just ringing up to back up Bilko. I also stand to wipe my bottom.
Thank you, Dave.
Far out. This is a thing. Matty is going to be so loving this because he's been feeling like a bit of a freak for the last however many months.
Don't freak, my friend.
What's the go, Dave? Why do you stand?
I just think you do a better job, that's all. So that's basically all it is.
I feel like I'm going to have to give this a go. Wow.
And you have strong quads though, Dave, don't you? Does your wife have an issue with it? Does she know?
She sometimes she thinks I'm a bit strange, but there's a lot of things she thinks I'm strange about. So.
Ness does about me too. I love it.
Oh, this is great. Thank you, Dave.
I love that.
Maddie is going to seriously appreciate the solidarity.
Dave, I'd love to see you at our bunch for lunch at the end of the month. He can explain to the table Maddie's toilet habits. Of course, when everyone goes to the toilet there at the golf club, we'll be asking and looking at the same, we'll think of the same thing, won't we? Emily, hello.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell me you stand to wipe him.
Well, I was actually ringing up. No is the answer to that,
okay,
by the way.
Thank God.
But in all my years of nursing, obviously I've had to help people with toileting a lot over the years. And the only people that I have ever had stand while I help them wipe their bum are men.
Okay.
Never had a woman stand yet.
Yeah, this is...
So correct me if I'm wrong, the rest of the Zinc family, if there's a woman out there, but all of the people that I've helped with personal care, and I'm talking dementia, the whole lot, only men will stand and bend over.
Because I would have thought if you're going to help someone in, they would have to stand, because if someone's sitting, you really can't help them. I can't picture this in.
Yes, you can. You can get your hand down the back there and do what you've got to do. It's not a nice job, but somebody's going to do it.
Oh, well, I'm just starting to wonder because, I mean, if the only ones you've seen are men, Em, and obviously you've got a lot of experience, has it got something to do with the beans hanging down? Maybe they want to lean forward, get them out of the way. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I must admit that a lot of them do hold their junk.
Well, we want to keep it out of the way.
Well, there you go.
Do you do that, Bilko?
No comment. I'm not spilling any more for you ladies.
That's a yes right there.
There you go.
It?
Well, there you go. I've been educated.
Goodbye.
And Matt doesn't feel like such a weird unit.
Thank you, Emma. Love you.